From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The U.S. and Russia will launch an effort Friday aimed at bringing long-term stability to efforts to get humanitarian aid to besieged areas of Syria. The two countries, in cooperation with the U.N., are co-chairing an initial meeting in Geneva of a ceasefire task force. The group also agreed on a plan to expand humanitarian assistance in Syria. In Uganda's election, with just under one-quarter of the votes counted, President Yoweri Museveni, who has held power for the past three decades, was reported as holding more than 60% of the votes counted. But 36 polling stations in the capital Kampala and Wakiso district, where support for the opposition is strong, were continuing to vote Friday to make up for delays on Thursday. Angela is a voter in Uganda.
I have a passion for my country, and I believe I have a say in shaping the future of Uganda. And I believe that my vote is very important and has the power to do so. So I had to come. Actually, I was so disappointed yesterday when I didn't cast my vote. I thought all hope was gone until it was announced there is another chance of voting, so I could not miss this one.
Witness reports from Kampala say police are gathered outside the headquarters of the Opposition Forum for Democratic Change, whose leader, Kizza Besigye, is President Museveni's toughest competition. Besigye alleges that the election was subject to vote rigging, rendering it unfree and unfair, as he said Thursday. His statement came after police briefly arrested him on Thursday when he tried to enter a house that he said was being used for rigging the elections. Police say the house was a security facility and that Besigye was trespassing. This is VOA. Just 14 months after ordering the restoration of diplomatic ties with Cuba, Barack Obama will be the first sitting American president to travel to Havana in nearly 90 years. Obama will hold bilateral talks with Cuban President Raul Castro. Among trade and other topics, human rights is on the agenda. White House officials say Obama will discuss the detention and harassment of those wanting to express their basic rights. Since the historic thaw in ties was announced in December 2014, Obama has made steady progress breaking down diplomatic barriers with the former Cold War enemy. The successes include restoring diplomatic relations and reopening embassies in each other's capital. In the midst of a U.S. presidential campaign that has already defied expectations, a sharp exchange on immigration between Republican frontrunner Donald Trump and the head of the Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis, is now dominating the conversation. On a flight back to Rome after visiting Mexico, a reporter asked the Pope about Trump's plan to build a massive wall on the border with Mexico. Pope Francis says a person who thinks only about building walls wherever they may be and not building bridges is not a Christian. At a campaign rally in South Carolina Thursday, billionaire Donald Trump responded swiftly, saying the Pope questioning his faith is disgraceful.
For a religious leader to question a person's faith is disgraceful. I'm proud to be a Christian.
Some of Trump's challengers expressed support for the Pope, but others mostly avoided the matter and said the issue is between Pope Francis and Trump. The international aid group Doctors Without Borders, MSF, says at least 18 people were killed in an armed conflict at a UN Protection of Civilians site this week in South Sudan. This includes two staff members attacked in their own homes. The report regarding the site in Malakal increases the previously reported death toll of seven reported on Thursday. MSF spokesman Marcus Bachmann reported that medical teams worked through the night to treat some 73 people wounded in the attack, the majority of whom had gunshot wounds. More injured people were arriving at the hospital on Friday. The UN mission in South Sudan spokesperson said fighting erupted Wednesday night, with the young people using machetes, guns, and other weapons against each other. An airstrike in western Libya near the country's border with Tunisia has killed at least 40 people early Friday, according to local officials. The New York Times reports that U.S. warplanes struck an Islamic State camp in Sabratha. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.